Hi, this is Alexa Johnson, host of American Pulse, and this is Our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for Daniel Naylor, who is considered an endangered runaway. Daniel went missing October 5th, 1982, from Fremont, California. He would now be 33 years old, and he was born on June 23rd, 1968. He is white, 5 feet 9 inches, 140 pounds. He has blue eyes, brown hair, and when Daniel was last seen, he had braces on his teeth. If you know of Daniel Naylor's whereabouts, please contact the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children's Hotline at 1-800-THE-LOSS. That's 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Daniel Naylor, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. Thank you.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Thank you, and welcome to the program, Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Callie, along with my co-host Carly. Say hi, Carly.
Hi.
And today we'll be talking about trust. So, hey, Carly, how you been?
Good. How are you, Callie?
Good. So, this past week you were supposed to be, what were you supposed to be, Carly?
I was supposed to be calm and athletic.
Okay.
You picked athletic for me, and I picked calm for myself.
You picked athletic. I picked calm. Wait, no, whatever.
Oh, yeah,
and,
whatever.
How are you calm this week?
Well, I was just calm by, hanging out, by myself and, riding my mule and stuff, just having fun.
Does your mule calm you down, or what
a lot.
Kind of things do you do with him?
Well, sometimes if I don't ride him, I just walk him around or just let him roll around in the arena.
That's cool.
Then I just give him a bath and stuff. So,
How are you athletic this week, Carly?
How's I athletic? Well, I was athletic by playing football.
Did you do it in PE or at recess or with your friends?
We did it actually in PE because I was the PE teacher, so I picked flag football.
Fun.
Yes.
So do you guys have a new teacher, or did the teacher not feel good?
No. We do this thing called awards. You get this teacher picks you to be her student of the month.
Oh, okay.
So it's she picked me and this other girl. So we both got to be teachers.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. So what power word did you pick for yourself?
I chose feminine this week.
Okay.
And I was feminine. I actually did my nails. Yeah. And,
nice.
They're red and sparkly brown. And I thought that would just be, because that was also my promise to do something super duper fun just for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of tied in with feminine. So I painted my nails for fun. Yeah. My little brother actually came in and he's like, ooh, ooh. I'm like, you actually want your nails painted? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, go away, Mason. I love you, but I don't think you want your nails painted. But then my other power word was loving.
How are you loving?
I was loving with my little brother and made sure he didn't get his nails painted because I don't. Okay. And I also... I helped my mom with some things, picking up Mason's toys.
Yeah.
And actually, a friend talked to me. She texted me, and she was going through kind of a hard time, and she just needed someone to be there and help her with what she was going through. So
yeah.
I texted her, and I think I called her once for an hour or two, and she said she felt a lot better. So I think I was loving it that way.
Awesome.
So what power word are you going to choose for yourself this week? To be this week?
I am going to choose...
Because I know what I'm going to choose for you, Carly.
Talented for myself.
Talented? Okay. How are you going to be talented this week?
Well, I'm doing a singing competition in April soon. So I'm going to be talented. I'm going to be singing by, like, out in the community to, like, get my, to practice my songs and stuff that I'm singing for my competition.
Oh, cool.
So what are you going to pick for me?
I'm going to choose for you to be loving this week.
Okay.
Like I was last week. Yeah, I just thought it'd be cool on Zoom. Like, back-to-back, loving. Back-to-back war, loving. Okay, go.
So, Kelly, what power word are you going to choose for yourself today?
I'm going to be fun today. Well, this week. Yeah, I'm going to be fun this week. I think I'm just going to try to be as, like, energetic as I possibly can. And I know I've been pretty energetic today. I was caffeinated. And what power word are you going to choose for me?
I chose kind for you.
Kind? How are some ways that you think I can be kind this week?
Maybe by, like, helping your mom maybe cook dinner if she doesn't feel good for Mason. Mm-hmm. Or just, like, helping with Mason, like, take him on a walk, take him to the park.
And kind with friends.
Yeah. Okay. So today we're going to talk about how you can trust somebody.
Okay, and just, like, the concept of trust alone.
Yeah.
So, Carly, what do you think trust is?
I think trust is where, like, you can tell anybody or, like, your closest friends a secret, and they will keep that a secret.
Okay.
Because if they know you want them to trust you, then that's how you can trust them.
What I think I described as trust is that you have confidence in another person.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, like, what I think of when I hear trust. I think, oh, yeah, I am confident in this person. I'm not. So, again, you're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Callie.
I'm Carly.
And today we're talking about trust. So, why is trust important to you, Carly?
I think it's important to me because there's a lot of people in the community that can trust somebody. And that they know, like, if they can trust you, you can trust them.
Okay.
So it's something that you'll always have. And then if that person can trust you, you can trust them with anything.
I think trust is important because trust, for me, is what builds up a friendship. And mm-hmm. friendships are obviously very important. So if you can trust someone, then your friendship grows even stronger.
Yeah.
So how can you forgive someone who has lost your trust, Carly?
I think you can forgive them by if they said, like, they're really sorry by, like, what they said, like, when they said that. You just kind of have to build back up that trust. And, like, you don't want to, like, tell them something, like, right at that point because you want to build the trust back up with them. So I think you just want to, like, build it up instead of, like, telling them that
So speaking of building up the trust, how are some ways you can build up trust with another person?
I think you can build up trust by just, like, possibly see, like, if they will tell, like, a secret or something. So you can build it up, and then if you can see that they tell a secret, then you might want to just, like, see if they maybe, like, mature and, like, build it up. How do you see trust?
I think you can build up trust by seeing how they interact with other people, maybe not just by you. Like, if you see that they're spreading rumors about others, mm-hmm. then that might not be someone you want to trust with any kind of your secrets and have as a close friend that you can trust and have confidence in with other people.
Yeah.
So, like, if you see them being mean to their friends, no, I wouldn't trust them. Or if, like, you see them being not so nice to a person that might be not having the greatest day, then it's kind of obvious that you can't trust them.
Yeah.
So, Carly, how are some ways that you can trust others? How can you learn to trust others?
I think I can learn to trust others by telling them, like what happened or something, like, at school. Like, if I got, like, bullied or something at school, I think I could, like, trust others by just, like, telling them, and then they can help me to, like, maybe trust a teacher that the teacher won't tell the kid, and, like, they can figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how can you trust somebody, Callie?
Well, I think some ways that I can learn to trust someone that I might have lost confidence in are, one, learning more about them. So if you hang out with them, don't tell any secrets, but like, just say, learn a few things about them, like how they are with their family, who their friends are, what they like to do.
Not like tell them like personal maybe secrets, but you can tell them like secrets like if you were like getting bullied at school.
Like little ones?
Yeah.
So like it just learning more of who they are as a person. I honestly think it'd be a good idea if you had them pick out some power words for themselves.
Yeah.
So you could see who they are. And I think another way you can trust someone is telling them a little bit of a secret, like you said, and not saying. And also by their body language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how they present themselves and their facial expressions.
Yes.
So have you ever lost your trust in someone else?
Yes, I have.
Why? Why?
My friend told a secret that I didn't really want her to tell because I thought it was like kind of personal, and so I just like kind of lost the trust in that, and so I just was like, maybe like I should not tell her the secret and like maybe tell somebody that I can't trust. What about you?
I think I have a few times. Did you ever give them a second trust? Second chance. Did you ever give that friend a second chance?
Yeah, I gave her or him a second chance so they can just, so I can see, like, if they can keep that a secret.
Yeah, I know I've given someone a second chance before just to see, like, feel it out if that person's really someone I can trust.
Yes. So let's take a break. I'm Carly, along with my co-host, Callie.
Hey.
And you are listening to the Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
You're a responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
Hey, welcome back to the Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Carly, along with my co-host, Callie.
Hey.
And we're along here with Rusty Woods.
Hi, how are you doing, Rusty?
I'm doing good.
So, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Well, I own a group home working with kids and adults that are developmentally handicapped.
Okay. So, what is your passion in life?
You know, I think you know, it. My passion is probably helping people and working with them to better their lives and to give people an opportunity to improve and get better at what they do and have a better life.
Okay, that's right. Cool.
So, Rusty, what inspired you to do what you do?
You know, I think it was an opportunity to help people. So I was able to start my company that works with developmentally handicapped folks. So I think it was just wanting to be able to help somebody. And I think, you know, in terms of working with the population I work with now, that kind of came later. It was more wanting to help and get involved and do that kind of thing.
Yeah. So what is a group home, Rusty?
A group home is a place where people can come to live and also get care that they need, from just getting help with taking a bath and showering to food and then also learning things about how to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And maybe even working with them on how to wash their own clothes or those type of things.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So what is the hardest part about working at the group home?
You know, I don't know if there is something that's really hard or difficult. Mm-hmm. But I know sometimes the people that I work with this population, they sometimes get angry and upset because they don't always understand what's going on around them. So trying to work through that and work through their frustrations that they might have would probably be one of the more difficult things.
Okay.
So what is the easiest part about working at the group home?
You know, I think the easiest thing is probably that they appreciate the care that they get and that they're very happy and usually very friendly and, you know, very fun to be around.
Okay, that's cool. So here in the Supergirl Guide, the radio show, we're very into power words, and power words are words describing Supergirls and other people. So what power word do you think describes the people that you work with in the group home?
That's a good question.
Because,
you know, maybe I think friendly.
Friendly?
Would be the word.
Why is that?
You know, because when I think of the folks that I work with, I think they're all very friendly. They, you know, want to help. They want to be helped. And so I think that would probably be the word that I go with.
Okay, cool.
So what do you love about working at the group home?
You know, I like working with the guys that I work with, but I also enjoy working with the employees that we have. So we have people that come from lots of different walks of life. And so I think working with the employees as well is part of what I do.
Okay. So back to the power words. Right. What power word do you think you would choose for yourself?
Oh, for myself. Okay. Well, let me see.
Maybe as a person out of the group home or maybe in the group home, what do you think describes you as a person?
Could I have more than one word?
Yeah,
yes, definitely.
I think I would be determined and supportive and playful.
That's great.
Okay. So nice. Is that for your personal life or your or what you do
group
in the
home?
I think probably a little bit of both. And all the right. reason, you know, my personal life, probably because I, you know, want to do well at what I'm doing and be successful and like being supportive of people. But at the same time, I like to have fun.
Yeah.
And so I think that would probably be true and flows over into what I do in my work.
So, Callie, let's pick a power word for Rusty.
Okay. So, Rusty, the power word I choose for you is leader because I think you're just an amazing role model. For the people that you work with and that you help. And so, Carly, what do you think Rusty's power word would be? Gosh, I'm messing up every single word.
I think it would be confident.
Oh.
Confident? Why do you think he's confident, Carly?
I think he's confident because I'm guessing with him working at the group home, it is kind of hard, but he's confident of doing, like, what he wants to do.
Yeah, I agree with that because just I haven't met you, obviously, as much as Carly has, but I can already see that you're very confident in coming on here and just talking to us and being an amazing leader, as my power word, for the people that you work with. It's just amazing.
Super, so, Rusty,
you. Welcome.
What is your favorite part as working as a family psychiatrist?
Well, you know, I do that as well. My degree is in counseling, and so I've got a master's in counseling, and that's a graduate degree type of thing. So when you say psychiatrist, there's actually, it gets a little confusing for people, because a psychiatrist is actually somebody who, you know, is from the medical side of things. So they actually prescribe medications, and they do some talk therapy, but mostly medical. And then a psychologist is on the behavioral health side of things, and we do more of the talking and that type of thing. Now, usually a psychologist is someone who has a doctorate degree.
Yeah.
So that's the third level of education. You have your bachelor's, master's, and then doctorate level. So they're usually called psychologists. But I'm a bachelor's level, or master's level, sorry, counselor. And the psychological side.
Okay.
All right.
So what do you do with your counseling?
You know, I work with people that both, you know, couples that might be having trouble working together and stuff like that. And then I also work with kids and adults individually as well that may be having problems. It might be a kid who's having trouble with their parents, or maybe they're just having being bullied at school. Mm-hmm. Or has issues that maybe they're hyperactive at school, that type of thing. So I kind of help them improve what they're doing.
Okay. So speaking of the bullying, does bullying stop as an adult?
What do you mean by your question?
Does bullying ever stop when you turn a certain age, or...
You know, I think we can be bullied at any time in our lives. And I think it's interesting your question and why I was asking you to kind of clarify that a little bit. Because I think sometimes hurts that we have in the past can continue on even beyond that, even into our adulthood. So when we're kids, bullying could be a bad thing. And we need to be able to talk to somebody and talk to an adult and be able to work through those kind of feelings.
Okay. So you're listening to the Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Carly.
I'm Callie.
And we are talking with Rusty Woods.
So, Rusty, what kind of things... Oh, I already asked. You work with couples. What kind of things do you do with them? Like, do you talk to them or have them talk to you? Or maybe not just the couples, but with anyone. Do you talk to them? Or do they talk to you about what they're going through and you give them advice?
Well, usually we're talking, letting them be able to share what they're coming to counseling for. And we try to stay focused on those issues and hurt feelings that they may have. And, you know, we all have hurts of one kind or another. Mm-hmm. And usually we cover those hurt feelings by behaviors that we have, which could be anger and things like that. So anger isn't like a primary feeling that covers up our hurt. And so learning how to deal with our behaviors and things like that are what we want to try to do.
Oh, okay. That clears it up.
So thank you, Rusty, for coming in and being on our radio show. And let's take a break. You're listening to the Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Carly.
And I'm Callie. Yeah, we'll be right back.
The future of online TV is here.
View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today. There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Welcome back to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Callie.
I'm Carly.
And let's continue our conversation about trust. So, Carly, what people can you trust?
I can trust my family and my cousins and my grandma and grandpa and some of my friends.
Okay. So, I think I can trust my family, like my stepdad, my little brother, and my mom. I can also really trust a lot of my close friends and some of the people. I'm pretty sure I can trust one of my favorite teachers. She's awesome. She's my reading teacher. I can trust her. She's awesome. She's fun and psycho and crazy. Woo! I love her. And then I can also trust, honestly, my dog. Her name's Maggie. We both have dogs named Maggie, as mentioned. But
hers is a bagel and mine's a beagle.
Yeah. Okay. And I think I can trust her, obviously, because she can't talk. Not that I know of.
No.
I just talk to her whenever I'm stressed, and she cuddles, and she has OLD, obsessive licking disorder, so she has this really weird thing where she licks my feet 24/7. So, yeah.
So, Callie, as we're talking about trust, if you could trust somebody, what power word would you pick for them?
If I can trust them?
Yeah, like a family or like a friend.
Trusting?
Nice.
Yeah. What about you?
I would pick the same thing, trusting.
So, well, obviously.
Yeah.
I think another power word would probably be maybe honorable.
Mine would be strong.
Loyal.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're good at this. Okay. So what things can you trust others with, Carly? What kind of things can you trust other people with?
I can trust other people with, like, school stuff. Like, if I need to, like, ask somebody, like, for advice at school. And, like, they can keep that a secret. Or my friends and family and cousins and everybody and grandma and grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about you?
I think I can trust them with, it depends on the person. I think I can trust them with, like, any issues I'm going through, secrets, stress, anything, happiness. Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
Thank you. when you're getting bullied, why is it important to have somebody that you can trust?
I think if I'm getting bullied and a friend's there to help me, since if you trust your friend, they'd be an amazing person to have there because they won't go and tell everyone, guess what just happened to Callie or guess what just happened to Carly.
Or quote.
Yeah, quote. And I think is cool is if you really trust them, then they're a person that you can trust to help and maybe stand up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, that's not cool. That's not really nice. That's really bad that you're doing that. It's not nice.
Yeah.
And maybe if there's someone that you not so trust that's watching you experience the bullying, that might not be the best scenario, because mm-hmm. they are the kind of person that yeah. might go off and say, hey, guess what just happened to Callie, or hey, guess what just happened to Carly.
Quotes.
Okay. So, what can you trust your close friends with?
What do you mean by that?
What kind of things can you trust friends that you're very like, close to with?
Do you mean like a secret?
Like a secret, any issues you're going through, what kind of things?
What kind of close friends can I trust? I can trust some of my close friends from school and some of my close friends from my old school.
Okay. What kind of things can you trust them with?
I think I could trust them with like school stuff because from my old school, we all went to the same school, and there was, like, a lot of bullying going around. Mm-hmm. So I think I could trust them to, like, say, like, I was getting bullied or something, like, to just, like, help.
Yeah.
So they can, like, help me. And, like, at my new school, I used to get bullied, and, like, my friend would just help me a lot and, like, tell me, like, you need to tell your mom to tell the teacher or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What about you?
Well, I think I can trust my close friends with any kind of issue I'm going through with, any struggle.
Yeah.
Maybe some big secrets or obviously little secrets. But Carly, you mentioned your old school, your friends. I know that your new school, they handle bullying, any kind of like learning disorder.
Yes, they do.
So at your old school, did they do that?
At my old school, they didn't have what my school has right now. They didn't have, like, the special kind of teachers that would help you, that would be in the Wilson program. That's what it's called, the reading teachers. They did not have that. They only had a room that would be, a resource room. That's what we would call it, a resource room. So kids like me, I have dyslexia, would be able to go in there and just kind of, like, figure it out through, and they would help us. And they didn't do bullying back then. They just thought it was kind of like, they would help, like, if you were getting bullied, they would like you to go to the principal. But, like, I would usually go to the teacher at my old school or my resource teacher because I was really close to her. And so it was just, like, you have to tell somebody. At my old school, it was, like, you have to tell somebody because they would really get to me.
So who knew about your dyslexia at your old school?
Okay, so at the age of 4, I was in kindergarten, and I had my teacher. Her name was Miss Becky, and she told my parents that it was kind of hard for me to read. I was only reading in a first grade level back then, and then my mom and my dad found this school, and I shadowed. And right now, because I'm in 7th grade, I am reading at a 6th grade level than my old school because I was only reading at a first grade level, so.
That's awesome.
Yes. Okay, real quick.
So who knew about it, though?
I will tell you that in a minute.
Okay.
Real quick, you're listening to the Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Carly.
And I'm Callie.
And we are talking about trust together. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So who knew about it?
Like
at old school.
On my old school?
Yeah, who knew about your dyslexia?
Okay. Who knew about my dyslexia? Because when I was in third grade and second grade, but third grade the most, a couple of my best friends knew. And I would only tell them because there were these other girls at my old school, and they were like the cool girls group.
Quote, quote.
Quote, quote. Yeah. And it was really hard for me because they would tease me about it. And I thought it was really not cool because my teacher would see me cry, and I used to eat lunch in the bathroom by myself.
That's horrible.
And my resource teacher found me one day. And, like, I used to eat in the resource room, too, with her. So it was, like, I would get bullied, but, like, if I needed somebody, I would usually just go to my resource teacher because you have nobody else to go to because you don't want to go to the cafeteria and get bullied.
Yeah. So do you trust the ones that knew you had dyslexia when you went to your old school?
Mm-hmm. I did because I still keep in touch with one girl from my old school, and we are, like, best friends, and she can keep any kind of secret I ask her to. And it's just, like, because when I told her I had dyslexia, it was shocking to her. because she doesn't have dyslexia, but she has like another, she doesn't have a hard time reading, but it's kind of hard for her to focus, ADHD. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like we have the same thing, but mine's most reading and spelling. Yeah. So it is like we kind of have the same thing, but it's just like we can figure it out together. And we didn't make fun of each other.
Okay.
But she didn't get made fun of like I did.
Okay. So what can you trust your family with? Because we just mentioned friends, but what can you trust your family with?
I can trust my family with anything, like personal, because they're like my family. So like kind of like have to trust them. But I would trust them from personal things from school, I think. Yeah.
I think I can trust my family with anything out there that I'm thinking in my mind, because I know that they won't make fun of me for it. They won't say, oh, that's dumb, you're worrying about that.
They'll help you through it. Yeah.
So what can you trust strangers with? Like, what can you trust someone that you just met? What can you trust someone you just met with?
Okay, somebody that I just met, like, I wouldn't say, like, personal things, because that is kind of awkward, aki-aki. but I would just, like, I don't know, like, what
just
to trust
a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, a little bit about myself, not, like, oh, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
So, that's what I would trust him with. So, let's take a break, and we'll come back to what Callie was going to say. Let's take a break. I'm Carly.
And I'm Callie.
And you're listening to The Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network.
We'll
bye.
Be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at Voice America TRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Welcome back to the Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. My name's Callie.
I'm Carly.
And let's continue our conversation on the show. So there's many Supergirls around the valley in Arizona.
And we got one video of a girl that asked us a question on our Facebook page.
And her name is Jade Gortalis. Now, Jade is... she's from California, and she is the only girl
on her baseball team at school.
And she is actually really good at baseball, and they didn't have a female baseball team at her school, so she is the only girl on a baseball team of all boys.
Yes.
And she does not... Yeah, from what I can tell, she doesn't really care what others think about her.
Yeah.
Because it's her passion and what she loves to do.
So, Callie, what power word would you pick for her?
I actually chose two that I think were for her.
Okay, you can say your two.
I think fearless. I think she's fearless because she's not afraid to do what she wants to. And I also think she's very unique because most girls do, like, maybe, like, drama or yearbook. And she's very unique because she's doing the guys' sports team. And I think mm-hmm. that's really cool.
Yeah.
What power word would you think is for her?
Loving and athletic.
How is she loving?
I think she's loving by, like, loving, like, what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. And, like, you can love people, but you can love what you want to do.
Yeah.
And this is what she wants to do in life.
Yeah.
And athletic, I just think I picked that one for her because she is athletic. She plays baseball. She's the only girl on the team.
Yeah.
Which, the same way with me, I'm the only girl that wants to play football at my school.
That's cool.
So, like, yeah.
So she's obviously a really good role model for girls that are super girls. Because she is a super girl. It's just amazing that she does that. So, Carly, we got a... okay, so what was your promise last week? Do you remember? Because I remember my promise...
What was your promise, Callie?
My promise was to do something super-duper fun just for me today, which... actually went around with my feminine thing. I did painting my nails, as mentioned. It was super duper fun.
Yes, I remember mine now.
Obvious.
Mine was I promised to be a good role model.
Okay. How are you a good role model?
I was a good role model by helping people in the community. Like being a role model at school for friends or for little ones or so yeah.
Okay. So, what promise are you going to choose for yourself this week? Well, I know that the promise I'm going to choose this week is I promise to use all positive words when speaking about myself today, which is in the Supergirl Guide to Respect, which you can buy on SeversonSisters.org. And it's the workbook that we use in the show. And I found that promise this week.
Nice.
So I'm going to use all positive words when talking about myself. I'm not going to say anything negative about myself, like, I'm not too good at this. I would say, I'm not the best at this, but I'm really good
at blah, doing this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
My promise is to be the best big cousin that I could ever be.
How are you going to do that, Carly?
Well, I would take my little cousin out shopping and to Peter Piper Pizza and to just hang out with her and be a good little cousin to my bigger cousin.
What?
A good
bigger cousin to your little cousin.
Yeah, big.
Yes.
Yes.
So what's your cousin's name?
My cousin's name is Gracie and Cassie.
Okay, how old is Gracie?
Gracie is 7 and Cassie is 22.
Okay, cool. That reminds me of a Taylor Swift song.
Yes, 22.
Okay, anyways. You mentioned you're going to Peter Piper Pizza today.
Yes.
So that sounds super duper fun.
Yes, it is.
And also, that's one of the power words I'm doing, fun.
Peter Piper Pizza? Oh.
No, I was my like, power word is not Peter Piper Pizza. My power word is fun, Carly.
Yes. So, you're listening to the Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Carly, along with my co-host, Callie. Say hi, Callie.
Hi, Callie.
And today we are talking about trusting.
So these are the questions we got
from girls around the valley and our friends. So one question that I got from my friend is, if you were feeling down, who are the three most important people that you can turn to?
Who are the three most important people you can turn to, Carly?
My three most important people I can turn to are my cousin Cassie.
Okay.
My little cousin Gracie, and I think my co-host Callie.
Okay, so why Cassie?
Cassie, because she's my older cousin, and she's dyslexic too, so if I'm having a hard time at school, she can help me get through it. Like, a long time ago, we made this trust together that I have to figure out a way to go through the rock, to get over the rock. Do I go through it? No. Do I slide under it? No. I push through it. That's how I can get through.
That's so cute. Okay.
And then my little cousin Gracie,
why
I'm feeling down, because she is just the fashionista. She's like,
that's
awesome.
Adorable.
And like, we're kind of like, because like, it takes us a long time to like pick out an outfit and stuff. And like, she just makes me like really happy when I'm feeling down and stuff.
That's so cute.
And then Did I pick a last one? Oh, I picked Callie. Yeah, no duh.
Why me, Carly?
Oh, I picked Callie because she is very bubbly. Sometimes she can get on my nerves, but that's okay.
Girls are.
Yeah. But, like, we just, like, have a good time together. And, like, we can just, like, hang out and talk and do, like, whatever we want. So, yeah. Who are the three most improbable?
In purple?
Okay. Who are the three most important people that you
can turn to?
Yeah.
I feel like I can turn to my family first and foremost, because obviously I can trust them with anything that I'm going through. And as I said, no, they won't laugh. Mm-hmm. And they're just always there to have a fun time,
yep.
to be loving and caring and and really care about me.
Mm-hmm.
And second, I think I can trust, it might not be a person, but I think I can trust music because whenever I'm feeling down, I can just turn on my Taylor Swift or whatever, because I love Taylor Swift. I can just turn on music and get lost in it and just stop thinking about all the problems and think about how fun it is just to listen to music and how calming and stress reducing it is. And my third, Carly.
Thanks, Callie.
Ditto. Okay. So, because I think I can turn.
Why would you pick me?
Because, like me, very bubbly, and you're just a person that I can trust not to go and tell everyone. Supergirl power. Yeah.
Yeah. Power. Power to the Supergirls.
Yeah. So a question I got is, if you saw someone crying on the street, what would you do or say as a Supergirl? What would you call
them? Oh, that's depressing.
Yeah, it is a bit. What would you do or say to them?
I would say,
maybe like,
why are you crying? That would be like, I would just say that. Like, why are you crying? Like, what happened? Are you okay? Like, did anything, like, happen? Do I need to, like, call an ambulance or a cop or something, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah.
I think I would probably do the exact same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Supergirl power.
Yep. Boom.
What's another
one? So, what three favorite songs inspire you?
As mentioned before, I like Taylor Swift Mean because it just says to continue on with your success, even if people aren't giving you the easiest time with that. I think another song that inspires me is probably any Katy Perry song, mm-hmm. just because they're so upbeat, yes. and make me want to go and dance.
And then I would pick, for me, like, I was going to mix that in with, like, what three favorite outfits or songs inspire. I'll pick my three favorite song. My song that inspires me is Wanted by Hunter Hayes.
Hunter Hayes.
And then my two favorite outfits I have wore is my orange red neck girl dress and my Georgia Peaches dress.
I love your Georgia Peaches dress. It's fun. So why are you a Supergirl, listeners? Send us your stories on Facebook, and you might show up on our show. So our Facebook is the Supergirl Guide, the radio show, and we're on Voice America.
Kids Network.
But
Girl Power.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. You have been listening to the Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Carly.
I'm Callie.
Bye!
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy.
The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.